Okay, today is Daf Chav Gimel, second parak of the Sechus Kinim. That's right where we're up to. We'll learn today for Refu Shlema for Chaim Yosef Ben Esther. Need to Refu Shlema. Okay, Mishnah Aleph. Ready? Again, what? Mishnah Aleph. Parak Beis Mishnah Aleph. Again, just to remind ourselves, the standard case is that a woman has a baby, she has to bring two birds, an ola and a chatas. Birds. The ola goes above the red line, the chatas goes below the red line. So, the pair is called a kain, or kan, hence the name kinim, right? So, kan stuma. Now, the common practice was, it was much easier to bring two birds and not specify which one's which. Then, if the mix-up happens, it's really stuck. So they bring two birds, a stuma, not specified, but the kohen decides. Why should I do it in my house? That's so early. I'll bring two birds unspecified, I'll bring them to the Beis HaMikdash, I'll give them to the kohen, and he'll decide. It's okay. As a matter of fact, they wouldn't even do that. They would just put money in the pushka. And the kohen would take the money, get a pair of birds, and then he'd decide. The woman wouldn't even see the birds. But okay, so you have a kan stuma. You have a constum, you have a regular pair. Sheparach mimena, one of them flew away. Or, Sheparach mimena goes el avil, one of them flew away. Oh, or, Sheparach lebein hameso, or it flew among birds that have to die. Oh, or, Shemesach mimen, one died. So this is not Yom Kippur, where you need a pair. No. Therefore, Yikach zog lasheni. Get another one. That's all. You don't have to get another two. You get another one. That's all, no problem. Yikach zog l'sheni. Very simple. Right? Good? Excellent. You start off with two. It's unspecified. One flies away. Get another one. Now, Parach lebein hakrevos. Let's say it flew to a bunch of birds that are about to be brought. Now you mixed up the whole lot. That whole group of birds got mixed up. Now, but the case is like this. Parach lebein akrevos, posel, uposel echad shekineged. It's posel, and it posels one corresponding. So what on earth does that mean? Now the commission explains itself. I'll tell you what I mean by that. Shagozel aporeach, when a bird flies, posel, uposel echad kinego. It posels, and it posels one correspondence. What on earth does that mean? We repeated ourselves. Now, Mishnah Beis will explain what that means. So why is this the first half of the statement of Mishnah Aleph? I don't know. You know? Now, Mishnah Beis, Ketzad, what do I mean by that? What do I mean by my last statement, which I didn't explain? The funny Mishnayah. That tells you the first case is very simple, and that tells you the second case. Doesn't explain it, and then the Mishnah Beis explains it. So the whole thing should have been a Mishnah Beis. Why? It's a funny thing. Okay, anyway, here's a story. Ketzad. Shtei Nashim. You have two women. Wazu, Posel, Echad, Bahalichasel. I'm sorry, Ketzad. Shtei Nashim. Wazu, Shtei Kinim. Wazu, Shtei Kinim. One woman has two pairs, four birds. One woman has two pairs. Four birds. Parach mizu lezu. One bird flies. Rachel and Leah. Rachel has four. Leah has four. Now, Rachel has three. And Leah has five. Because one bird flew from Rachel to Leah. So, parach mizu lezu. Right? Parach mizu lezu. One went from four to five. Now Rachel has three. So the halacha is, Posel echad b'halichaso. You posel one that left. That means, what does that mean? That means, from the three left, I can bring two of them. This is easy. I can bring two of them. It's unspecified. One's going to be an ola, one's going to be a chatas. What's going to happen to number three? Nothing. He's going to die. Can't do anything with it. But two out of those three I can bring. Again, it's unspecified. So I'm missing one. It doesn't change the fact that I can bring one. Now what about the five? The five, I can bring four of them. No reason why not. Two above, two below. What's gonna happen to the fifth? It's gonna die. I can't bring those last two on either side. Because if I bring one, then I'm missing on the other side. Right? I don't know which one the pair is. I don't know which one is paired up. So if I bring all three, how can I do that? Well, I'll do an ola and a chatas. I have one more. What do I do with it? If I make an ola, the fifth one has to be a chatas. Right? I don't know which one it is. It's impossible. Right? That's the easy one. That's a very easy halacha. No, you don't understand that? Very good, good. Okay? Now, chazar. Now, what if one flies back to the four? So we had four and four. Then we had three and five. Now we have four and four again. Right? Now what do we do? Okay? Now what do we do? So, chozer, if it returns, posel echad b'chazirasso. Another one is posel when it returns. What does that mean? What it means is, now that I have four here, I can only bring two. Why? Right. They're unspecified. Right. Because I don't know if the one that flew back. No, I don't know if it was the match or not the match. So let's. Okay, 1 second. Okay, so why that's a good question. So why can't you do all four? There's a reason why. Okay, he explains like this. What's the reason for this? What if the bird that returned was not one of the original four? Yeah, so if the bird that returned was not from the original four, what's the problem? And I bring that as a chatos, how do I know that the corresponding one on the other side of the board is an ola? I have no way of knowing that. Therefore, I can only bring one pair to each of the four. So Rachel gets one pair, two, and Leah gets one pair, two. Is there a possibility that that can get messed up? No. What? No, you can't play. We don't play odd. Right. Right. The whole assessment is worst case scenario. Worst case scenario. Right. So why is it okay? So why? How can we even bring one pair to each of them? Yeah, but how do you know that the ones you bring are those original pairs? It's Duma. Okay, fine. Okay, so that good. Yeah, good. Okay, this is the easy mission today. Next, one more case. Parach, b'chazar. What if this happens all day long? All day long, they're flying back and forth. The answer is, low hips and club. It doesn't make a difference. All day long doing it doesn't make a difference. Afilu, Hain, Muravos, even if they're completely all jumbled up now. We have no idea what's going on with these four and those four. They're all mixed up. It doesn't matter. Ein pachas mishtayim. You can still bring one pair from each side. Does that make sense? Why? Because first of all, we said in Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel that a chova that got mixed up with another chova half are kosher, half are patal. We did say that. Right? No, but they're unspecified.
If it's unspecified, it wouldn't make a difference.
What were you saying? Because it's, what you're saying is, it's, but it's impossible.
Unspecified means of that pair.
Right.
Word A or word B can be either.
Right.
It has to be part of the That's the problem. Which is why we keep eliminating one side of the frustration. And over here, when one is cool, the other one. And if the second one comes back, it's still eliminating one side.
Right, so the question is it possible? Is it possible, Perek Beis Mishnah Beis, right? Perek Beis Mishnah Beis. Huh? So by the way, why is this different than what we learned yesterday? Yesterday we learned Achas l'zu, Achas l'zu, Shtayim l'zu, Shtayim l'zu, Shalosh l'zu, Shalosh l'zu, Mechza kosher, Mechza pasul. Why is that different? It's not different. That's exactly why. Half are kosher, half are no good. When I have four, no, it was never specified. Right. So let's go slow. He says like this. So we're making a mistake with the pairs. Here's how he has it. He has a great picture here. He has Rachel has a chatas and an ola,
and another pair.
Leah has a chatas and an ola, and another pair. Each one has four. Woman, chatas right? Leah has a Rachel has a chatas and an ola, and an unspecified pair. So let's just call up that for a minute. Leah has a chatas and an ola, and an unspecified pair. Right? Now, he says like this. E'ef shalahak v'mishal echad yosef mishnayim. Shema ha-chozer e'na ha-pareach. Maybe the one that came back is not the one that left. Nimtza shalakol echad yesh gozel shal chaverta. It could be. Worst case scenario. V'im yaseh shtei chatoz v'ol ozu yesh l'chashosh shema ha-revi shalah shahu eitzel chaverta Yaakov Av Hu L'chatos. Right? Nimtza She'asel O'shalosh Chatos Shlo Kedina. Can't do that. V'chein Im Yaseh Shtei Olos V'chatos L'zu Yidish L'chashosh Shem Ha'Revi'i Shlo She'etzel Chavert Yaakov Av Hu Olo V'nimtza She'asel O'shalosh Chatos Shlo Kedina. Therefore, what do? You can only bring one pair. It must be that we're wrong about this thing with the pair. It must be we're wrong. It can't, otherwise it makes no sense. Right. So if it's unspecified, it makes no difference.
Right.
So if it's unspecified, it all makes sense. Okay, good. Very good. Okay, good. Unspecified, it makes no difference. Ready? Now comes the hard mission. So that's one was easy. Now you ready? Now we're talking about women have an uneven number of births. So Lazu Achas Ulazu Shtayim. Rachel has two, Leah has three pairs. Luzu Gimel, Luzu Dalit, Luzu He, Luzu Vav, Luzu Zayin. Or, there are seven women. Yes. Seven women. Right? Name seven women. One has one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Okay? Now, in Harishona, Lishniya. From pair one goes to the second woman. And then a bird goes back into every single pair. So at the end of this discussion, every woman has the correct number of birds she's supposed to have. Just what? We don't know if it's the same one. Now, only pair 1 and pair 7 only have one change each. Right about that? Pair 1 only has one change. One bird left, and one bird came back. By every other pair, what? It could be two changes. One pair left. I'm sorry. Take that back what I said. Okay? So each pair now, except for 1 and 7, can now have two birds that are foreign. One can only have one bird that's foreign. Right? One can only have one bird that, what? One. Exactly. And 7, and the ultimate can only have one bird that's foreign. Because no one left 7. Only if someone came to 7. Right? So, except for 1 and 7, which we'll talk about 1 and 7 separately, each pair now can have two birds that are foreign. Why? Because 1 went to 2, then 2 went to there, and then 1 came back to 2. So 2 has 4 birds. There could be 2 of them that are foreign. Woman number 3 can have 2 birds that are foreign. Woman number 4 can have 2 birds that are foreign. 1 and 7 can only have 1 bird. Okay? We're going to get to this tonight. In the beginning of the third parak, the Mishnah is going to say tomorrow that here, in these cases, you ask before you did it. So there's no tonight. Mishnah tomorrow, we're going to say, go into dance, just did it. Now we have to figure out the mess. Okay? So you hear what's going on? Each pair can now have 2 birds that are foreign. Therefore, 1 pair for each bird, in other words, 2 pair, must be removed. You have to remove 2 pair. Not 2 birds, 2 pairs. Therefore, posel achad b'chaso, the achad b'chaziraso. You have to remove 1 pair for the bird that left, and 1 pair for the bird that comes back. Except for 1 and 7. Now, 1's going to be chaso anyway, because if you remove 1 bird, it's only 1 pair. The whole thing is puzzle, right? And 7, we're going to see 7 in a minute. Therefore, harishona v'hashniya ein lem klum. 1 and 2 have nothing. Why? Because we're removing 2 pairs. The 1 for sure is gone. 1 only has 1 pair. 2, we're removing 2 pairs. 0. Hashlishit, yesh l'achas. Woman number 3 has 1 pair, good. 2 pairs we have to remove. Harivias, woman number 4, yesh l'shtayim. She has 2. Hachamishit, yesh l'shalosh. 5 has 3, because we're removing 2. And Shishit Yesh La Arba. 6 has 4 good birds. Why? Because we're removing 2. Now Shviyitz Yesh La Shesh. 7 only has 6. Why? Because only we have to remove 1 pair. Why? Only one bird is foreign here. Make sense? It doesn't make sense. Now, according to the Mefarish, what happens now is, now, this happens again. After we've gotten rid of 1 and 2, this happens again. There's 1 bird down in 3, goes to 4, goes to 5, goes to 6, goes to 7, goes back to 6, back to 5, back to 4, back to 3. In other words, after we've already removed all the pairs, this happens again. That's the simplest way to read this mission. Now that happens, parach v'chazar happens again. Right? 1 and 2 are gone. We sent those women home. Now the rest of them are still there. Right? Happens again. So now, each woman, the Mishnah now is going to pretend like we didn't really do the first set. Now each woman has 4 birds, which means 4 pair have to go in the garbage. Right? The original 2 more. Okay? So therefore, posel achas b'halichaso v'achas b'chaziraso. So shlishit v'rabiyat ein lo klum. 3 and 4 have nothing. Why? Because we're removing 8 birds. We're removing 4 pair. So now we take away 3, take away 4. Right? Chamishit, 5. Yesha Achat. That's one, only one pair now. Why? Because we removed two already. We removed two more. Hashishit Yesha Shtayim. Six has two. Right? We removed four. This is not so hard. Once you get the case, they're not so hard. I mean, you have cop. The Mefarash has Akasha, the Gzeira is too strict, so he's a Gzeira. Hashvi is Yesh Lo Chamesh. Seven has five. Again, seven only has to remove one bird. Only one pair, because only one bird came. Now, that happens again. Parach V'Chazar happens again. Who's left? Five, six, and seven are left. So, Parach V'Chazar, Posel Echad B'Halichasov, Echad B'Chazirasov. Right? Now we have to, how many birds are we removing? Another two. So therefore, Chamishit V'shishit Ein Lo Klum. We're removing six birds. They have nothing. Shvi is Yesh La Arba. Seven has four. Why does seven have four? Right? Why does... Well, Shavjak one, exactly. Yesh Omrim, others say, Hashvi is Lo Hafsid Klum. That seven doesn't lose any in this last case. Because the whole, what? Why? Because if you look at the bottom of Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, on the bottom there, what? No. So he asks like this. It's the third line from the bottom. See the third line from the bottom? I don't know what this pirish is. The parish. It says, V'yesh tema, alzeh. See the third line from the bottom? It's this big fat pirish here. The third line from the bottom says, V'yesh tema, alzeh. I have a kash on this. Nihi demenash shlishis parach shtayim. Achas barvias bahalicha v'achas bishniya b'chazara. Right? I understand that the third woman loses two. Mikol makom nishar megufa shal shlishis arba predim. Nevertheless, you have four birds left. Lama lo yasim shnei chatoz shnei olos. I'm not sure what he's asking, but he says on the top of Amud Beis, Perish Rabbeinu Yaakov Halevi kinirulo to mishum gzeira. Really, it's a gzeira. You have to really understand this case very well. It could be that we're being overly strict here, and we don't have to pass on so many birds. Could be kivon de bishar kinim may reveals the elech. Since from four and on nifslu shnei kinim echad ba'alicha echad ba'chazara gazmina nami b'shlisha to b'shnia aval shavias. But number seven, lo nifsal kiyim kan echad. Only have to remove one pair. One de lo halach mimena kiyim preid achas bechazara. Only one leaves. Only one, right? One leaves. Beilu baalicha lo nifsal baklum lo nifsal mimena davar. So why are we making the zero? So we rise from our sense because we're making the zero. We don't need to mix up seven from the rest. So we make the same zero. Beishom mevashri is lo hatzlo klum. There's no loss to seven if we don't have to make such a zero. Does that make any sense? Okay, good. The imparach min amesos lekulon. Now, what if the bird, this is an unrelated halacha, if the bird flew to a pair, to birds that have to die, then I recall you, so they all have to die. What? Imparach min amesos lekulon. One of them that had to die came here. I recall you, so they all have to die. Why? Because it's open. Okay, good. Okay, the rest of now it's easy. Next, Cain stuma v'cain mifuresha. Now I have a stuma and a mifuresha. So, parach men astuma l'mifuresha. If a stuma flies to the mifuresha, yikach zog l'sheni. I take a second bird for the stuma. As we said before, they have a stuma, one goes away, get another one. However, they all have to die. No, you can't bring any. You can't bring all orachat because it's mafurash, right? Chazar, if it goes back. Yeah. Exactly, you can't. Now, Chazar, if it goes back. Oh, Sheparach Menah Pereshes Rishon. Or, what does that mean? Or Sheparach Menah Pereshes Rishon. I don't know. Somehow you must know. Ah. Good question. No! One from the stu. Came to the Bereshit. So it must be that when the bird came, it made them unrecognizable. Okay, therefore, right, Chazar. If a bird flew back to the stuma, right? We have one and three. One stuma, three mufreshes. It flies back to the stuma. Oh, shaparach mina mufreshes rishon, right? From the mufreshes to the stuma. Harry Kul and Yamuza, they all have to die. Why do they all have to die? What? Because they messed the whole thing up. Exactly. Good? So far, so good? Next. Chatas Mikan. Chatas Mikan. The Ola Mikan. I have Chatas birds over there. I have Ola birds over there. The Stuma Be'emsa. And in the middle, I have unspecified birds. Okay? Parach Menakan Emsa. Let's start it from the middle, they fly to the sides. Echad halach, the echad halach. One goes there, one goes there. You know what? Well, it's a club. That's no problem. Why? Because Eliyomar, Zeshalachet Achatas Chatas, Zeshalachet Ola. Good. The bird that flew there make it into a Chatas. The bird that flew there make it into a Ola. It was unspecified. I had 1,000 Chatas birds on the right, in the right building, and 1,000 in the left building. Now 1,001. No harm, no problem. Chazar. What if a bird flies back into the center? One bird escaped. And now it's back into the center. Chazal emtza, ha'emtzi im yamusu. Any bird in the center has to die. Why? Because we don't know what it is. And since we don't know, it has to die, right? Because it became specified. Okay? Now, elu yikri v'chatas, elu yikri v'olos. The birds that remained in the side, those are going to be brought as chatas, and those are going to be brought as olos, no problem. Chazar oparach mina emtza litzdadin. If one from the middle flies back now to the sides, harei kulin yamutu. The entire side has to die. Why? Because the bird in the middle was already destined to die. Right, what happened? It escaped. It went to the middle. Now it has to die. Now that it flew back, it's a tairoves that cannot become batel, and they all have 4,000 have to die. Exactly. Okay. That was easy. Now, the rest of the mission also easy. Ein mevi'in torin keneged b'yona v'lo b'yona keneged torin. You can't bring a pair with different species. You can't have one tor, one b'yona. You can't do that. Okay? It's a very easy halacha. Okay? Ketzad, for example. Ha'isha shevi'a chatasa tor. If a woman says, I'm bringing a chatas, I'm going to bring a tor. V'olasa b'yona. And for the ola, she's going to bring a b'yona. You can't do that. Tichpo. You have to undo that. Vitavi olasa tar. And you have to bring a tar. Also for the ola has to be a tar. Why? Because we're going to say that hakol hol echachar achata. Whichever one the chatas is, that controls the group. All the way around. Olasa tar. If the ola was a tar, the chatas a benyona. And the chatas is a benyona. That's also no good. Tichpol, undo that. Vitavi olasa benyona. Make sure that the ola is a benyona. Why? Because we follow whatever the chatas. That's the one that controls. Why is that the rule? It's a Torah's Kahana. It says that. Benazai Omer, no. Holchanacha Harishon. You go after the first one. Whichever one is first, that's the one that controls. For this reason, he learns it out of a pasuk. It says, Lacha Shtei Torah Moshnei B'nei Yona. Echel Olav Echel Lachata. So the pasuk sort of alludes to that idea that whichever one is first goes. Okay? The last law is also not controversial. Ha'isha shehevia chatasa umesa. If a woman, doesn't mean hevia, doesn't mean she brought. It means she designated a chatas and she brought the chatas. Sorry, she brought the chatas. She didn't have a chance to bring the ola, she passed away. So, yavia yarshin olasa. The yarshin can bring the ola. The other way around, olasa umesa. She brought the ola and she died. lo yevi ha-yorshin chatasa. You cannot bring the chatas to her, because dead people, you can't bring a chatas to someone who's not alive. You can bring any other carbon to someone who's not alive, not a chatas. Very good. Hajan aloch came stuma, hajan aloch came stuma, hajan aloch came stuma. Tomorrow we'll begin the third perek. More fun. Tomorrow's a hard perek. Yeah. And everybody have a very good day, and we'll resume tomorrow.